This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to, well, what I consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I say that because I want you to get involved. I want you to get informed. I want you to be able to speak to others about what you believe and why you believe that. All right? I'm done. I'm done with some of you being no other way to put it, but being willfully ignorant. You don't have to be. In all sincerity, you can make changes, and you can. And the great thing about it is, you can actually help other people make changes. Other people do it differently. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what you need to be, right? anyway, no, I can't repeat some of the stuff. The Joe Biden, right? FBI Director Chris Wray admitted today openly about withholding the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, they try to say things like, you know, in an election year, we don't act on all of it. We don't make it all public because we know that people are out there trying to, you know, discredit, to do whatever. But the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, was withheld from the American people, and the FBI knew it was happening. You know, in the hearing, the FBI Director Wray, he had some pretty heavy questioning from the committee, from the Judiciary Committee. And, you know, committee members were curious as to why they should renew the FISA program. The powers were used. Now, they say they're crucial to the Bureau's national security. But they use them to go after Americans. Why should they renew them? Now, Senator Kennedy, he steered the discussion towards a more contentious topic, the FBI's handling of Hunter Biden's laptop. He said, why didn't the FBI just say, hey, the laptop's real? Why didn't you just let everybody know the laptop was real? We're not vouching for what's on it, but the laptop is real. It's not a fiction. He went on to say, you're the FBI. You're not part of the White House. You're part of Homeland Security. You're not supposed to be political. You see all this controversy going on. Why didn't the FBI say anything? Why didn't they say, oh, time out, folks? We're not getting in the middle. This is the laptop. You got some great points here. He said their aim was to avoid election interference. We have to be very careful about that, what we can say, especially in the middle of an election season. No, you know, you have to tell the truth. You didn't have to say there was anything bad or negative on a laptop. You simply had to say, yes, we have the laptop. It's real. Come on. We don't know what's on it. We don't know if it's what's true about it or not. We haven't got that far into the investigation yet. And yet, Congress knew about it. There was enough information on it to verify. The report claimed that the Bureau had verified a laptop as belonging to Hunter Biden as early as November 2019. The FBI seized a laptop from the Mac from Mac Isaac in December of 19 under the authority of a subpoena issued by the Wilmington grand jury. They went on to say, in October 2019, the FBI became aware that the repair shop had a laptop allegedly belonging to Hunter Biden. The laptop might contain evidence of a crime. The FBI verified its authenticity in November. They matched the device number against Hunter Biden's Apple iCloud account. So they knew. They knew what it was. Right? They knew what it had to do with. And if you read the report, they're very sure it's his. The report went on to say, when the FBI took possession of the device in 2019, they notified the IRS that it likely contained evidence of tax crimes. All right, then special agent, they blocked out his name, drafted an affidavit for a Title 26 search warrant, which magistrate judge approved that month. In January 2020, he said, I became supervisor of the Sportsman case, a group known as the International Tax and Financial Crimes Group. It comprised of 12 elite agents who were selected based on their experience and performance in the area of complex high-dollar international tax investigations. In other words, they knew what the truth was. They had him dead to rights. And they allowed the narrative that the laptop is fake to go on. That it was a hoax. Just amazing. Was it just amazing, right? It always is to me that we let them get away with this. We shouldn't. We should be all over this like white on rice. We shouldn't let them get away with it. We shouldn't keep covering for them, if you would. Remember, the FBI reports to Congress. The FBI reports to the House. You should not let them get away with this. They swept. Look. Senator Marsha Blackburn, she went off about them hiding the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs and refusing to lay them out, to talk about them, to put them out there. Think about this. They wouldn't do this for Trump. They would, before they had Trump back in front of a magistrate, they would have this stuff leaked all over the place, wouldn't they? It looks real to me. Looks real to us. Brad Diggins joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Ow. Truly be part of the conversation. When you're part of the conversation, right, you become, I say it all the time, and I mean it, you become part of the conversation, what happens? Then you become part of the solution. Seriously. Because if you don't, then you become part of the problem. If you're not familiar with what's going down and what's going on, and I mean that, you become part of the problem, and you know it. I don't have to tell you guys this. Sure, most of you guys listen to the show. You pay attention. You know what's going on. Right? I mean, I love it, some of the information that people will send me and I don't know how to put this without making it sound like I'm putting you down, because I'm not. But you'll throw information at me, and I'm like, that is not real. That's not true. got to go back and look truly at what happened or what happens. Right? So, I mean, I seriously want you to do the right thing. I want you to be able to speak to this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the time that you're with me, that you're making comment, that you're doing whatever. You're being part of the solution, as they say. All right. Always a pleasure. Here we go. I got so many stories I want to get through or deal with. God. Come on. Don't you love it when the computer's just trying to catch up to you? I don't know if I did this one before, but, man, it's worth doing again because it keeps popping up on my screen. A Vermont school district says that Detransitioning Awareness Day violates the equity policy. So it's okay to talk about transitioning. However, it's not okay to talk about detransitioning. Don't you love it? Now, senior officials in the school district in Vermont, they shut down an attempt to educate students about people who have regretted undergoing a gender transition, claiming it ran afoul of the district's equity policy. According to the internal communications obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request, this is from the Parents Defending Education, the Vermont School District said that adding Detransitioning Awareness Day to the school calendar on March 12th did not align with the district's effort to promote equality. How? Or equity, I'm sorry. How? The concept of detransitioning has become a source of a controversy, as people have had previously claimed a new gender identity, but later they returned to their biological gender. And they've spoken out about the true damage it's done to them. These were people that were in it, that were part of it. That were part of it with supporting this. And now they've come back and said, whoa, wait a minute. This is not what they told me. They didn't tell me I was going to look like this. They didn't tell me I was going to feel like this. They didn't tell me I was going to be losing my hair and having joint pain. They didn't tell me any of that. Just amazing, isn't it? People who transition genders in a different direction are recognized on National Coming Out Day during Pride Month. A district official said in an email that we would, of course, support someone transitioning in any direction. You can't. Centering transitioning gender is damaging. It's not aligned with the equity policy of the district. Right? We are LGBTQIA plus affirming. This particular frame on gender transition, moving from trans status to a status of gender assignment at birth because of the damage done, is not something that we would want to center around. So we don't want to. I love this. God forbid, we don't want to help kids, young people, whatever, that might make an issue, might have a problem, to get the help they really need, truly what they need. The official went on to say that the district would support any person transitioning for any reason through the current days and structures we recognize and be supportive of their transition. Detransitioning, ready for this, can be hurtful to transgender people. Why? Right? This is ridiculous. So taking your natural body parts and pieces, doing things you ought not be doing with them, because you're truly having an issue, right? Dementia? Not dementia, I'm sorry. Sorry. Right, dysphoria is a condition that you need to deal with. Detransitioning, you're trying to go back to what you were. And when they say they want to help with their mental needs, they should have been helping with their mental needs before they went to the transition. The school district official also consulted with the unidentified outside source, who told the official that detransitioning awareness narrative is not scientifically based. Wow. What's really funny is the transitioning is not scientifically based. You see, just because you feel like yourself, I don't care what it is. Just because you believe yourself to be something else, believe yourself to be something you're physically not, doesn't mean you are that person. That you're trapped in the wrong body. You should be going through some real psychiatric care for a while. Just to make sure, truly, just to make sure that you're not making a horrific and terrible mistake. Often people who are talking about their detransitioning may be doing it after they've been subjected to conversion therapy or being propped up by organizations that don't support transgender people. These are their arguments. What about the transitioners? Many times they're being supported by pro-transitioning groups. Groups that totally 100% believe in this, they don't really care what the negative side of any of this is. So it works both ways, but they won't admit to that. In another email, a district official told another parent, if the narrative around the detransitioning day were a genuine celebration or recognition of folks who are detransitioning without pointing towards others, then they would look at it differently. Well, it is. They are celebrating them coming back to what they were, what they had, what they were supposed to be. Right? They see it as a standard of harm towards others. Wow. Sick people. So I'm your host. A lot going on. Don't get stupid. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is considering a plan to pump seawater into the tunnel system underneath the Gaza Strip to drive Hamas militants out of their hiding places. There are concerns, though, about how pumping seawater can damage the environment. John Alterman, senior vice president at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, said it's hard to tell what pumping seawater will do to the existing water and sewage infrastructure. Washington is providing much-needed funding for high-speed rail line in the west.
The White House is investing $3 billion in the Brightline West Rail project to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen describing it as a game changer.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects that Monday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732. Whoop, that wouldn't help, huh? 855-732-5563. Really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and you know, being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to know what's going on. In all sincerity. You know? All right. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. You guys already know that, though. So the House Judiciary Committee, they're launching, finally, an inquiry into Fannie Willis for colluding with the January 6th Committee. They've released a damning letter between her and the J6 chairman. Yeah, but I thought they weren't colluding. Didn't they say that? See, they lie about so much. You know, maybe we should even ask them if they're lying anymore. Tell them, simply tell them to tell you the truth. And if they tell you the truth, see, you know they're lying. In their mind, that is the truth. I know it's very confusing. Probably not for them. The House Judiciary Committee, led by Representative Jim Jordan out of Ohio, Representative Barry Loudermilk, they've launched a congressional inquiry. Jordan and Loudermilk learned Tuesday that Willis's office coordinated its investigation actions with the Partisan Select Committee. That was not supposed to happen, right? So, to prove their case, they released a damning letter showing coordination between Willis and the committee chair. Oh, I really think I'm going to be able to read. Seriously. It's anyway, I'll try reading some of it. It says, as you may be aware, I'm conducting a criminal investigation of possible attempts into... Now this is from Willis's office to Bernie Thompson. Direct letter to them. As you may be aware, I'm conducting a criminal investigation of possible attempts to illegally interfere with the administration at Georgia's 2020 general election. Now, through news reports, we are aware that your committee has interviewed witnesses relevant to our investigation. We understand from the same reports that your committee's investigations may have collected records relevant to our investigation. Please accept this letter as an official request from me for access to those records that may be relevant to our criminal investigation. Those records should include, but not be limited to, the recordings, transcripts of witnesses, interviews, depositions, electronic print records, of communications, records of travel. Now, it may well be most efficient for your staff and efficient for our understanding for my staff and me to meet with you and your investigators in person. What do I want to meet in person? We're able to travel to Washington anytime between January 31st, 2022 and February 25th. We'll do our best to accommodate the schedule for this committee. Thank you for your consideration, blah, 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 blah. And it's signed by Willis. So here they are working together to try to put something together to nail the president. The Gateway Pundit readers know Willis hit President Trump and 18 others with RICO and conspiracy charges simply for challenging the 2020 election. Right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It's simply for challenging it. Now, TGP's Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit, by the way, notes that Willis began her investigation into Trump in February 2021. She waited until 2024 election season. Why would she do that? Can't be an ulterior motive there, right? She's had this information for quite some time. Back in August, Layla was also revealed that Jordan launched an investigation into whether Willis coordinated with the federal officials during her years-long witch hunt. Now she's been caught. So they said no. They said they had no communication. This is, like I said, they lie like it's general conversation. They lie like it's real. You know, seriously. Anyway, back to the laptop. I know, I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. Back to the laptop issue. So the feds knew about it. Christopher Wray admitted to knowing about it. Knowing everything about it, frankly. And then Senator Marsha Blackburn jumped in, took him in another direction. She started going after Chris Wray over the FBI not releasing Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. And on top of it, refusing to help his victims. Now, I want you to think about that. And I wish they put those stupid signs in front of these guys. The Honorable Christopher Wray. What is so honorable about him and what he's doing? Help me out here. Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Tuesday at 10 a.m. to discuss the potential renewal of the constitutionally questionable surveillance powers. You know, I talked about this, FISA, right? Now, many news sources are reporting that the corrupt FBI director, Chris Wray, argued during the hearing that the renewal of these powers under Section 702 was necessary because there were so many more overseas threats. Well, but they abused those so much. The FBI also refused to provide answers for the victims of sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein and refused to release his flight logs. Back in November, Senator Marsha Blackburn, she filed a subpoena to obtain those flight logs. Now, Senator Dick Durbin out of Illinois, she blocked Blackburn's request to release Epstein flight logs. Why? What are they afraid of? They're afraid that thing is going to be just chocked full of Democrats going to that island. That's what she's afraid of. You know, I'm just amazed. Anyway, she used her questioning in the hearing to grill Wray regarding the FBI covering up for Epstein or others. That's really the road she should have gone down with others, right? She said, I want to know what awareness you have of the FBI's failure to investigate these claims. I want to get you on record since numerous survivors said the FBI did not show up to help them in any way. And refusing to turn. I mean, if the job of Congress, who approved and oversees all that, the FBI, can't get information from their employees, what's next? Right? What specifically has the FBI to investigate in these claims? You want to say, well, look, first of all, I recall very well that you have a very specific and longstanding interest, not just in child exploitation, but in human trafficking. As to the Epstein case, it's been a while since I've looked at that case. We worked to bring charges before he hung himself. I'm going to be nice. All right. Anyway, she really. I mean, I'm glad she let him have it. Not that it does any good, because he wouldn't say anything on record. None of them do. They're smart enough. But you, I mean, you guys know I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And more of this stuff is coming up. Everything that we talked about, I don't know, years ago, I'm all the way back to the days of Obama. Right? It's just amazing. And we told you what was going on. We told you what was happening. And because they keep talking about evidence, you have to, yeah, they want, just like with Joe Biden. Now they have the evidence of how the money made it into his account. They're still saying he didn't do anything wrong. Right? Come on, think about it. So there is nothing that a conservative, comma, Republican, comma, Christian, nobody's going to stick up for them. These guys are going to nail them to the wall every single time something doesn't look right. But Democrats are getting rid of all kinds of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, 855-732-5563, and I appreciate so much the time that you're with me, that you're paying attention, that you're asking questions. That's how we get the information we need. You start asking questions. You start paying attention, you start reading stories. Well, the terrorists win again. Gavin No-Spine Newsom canceled a public Christmas tree lighting to avoid pro-Hamas protesters. Now, he plans a pre-recorded virtual lighting. How exciting that is, right? Be back in a few minutes. I want to talk about this one. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Truly be one of those people, right, that understands what they're talking about before they go stick their foot in it. Really that simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right, let me get back at it again. Come on, what are you doing to me? You know, guys, I hate computers. Hate them. All right, back at it. Governor Newsom, he canceled Tuesday's scheduled annual public lighting of a Christmas tree. Well, he was worried that the state capitol of Sacramento were worried about a 300-person pro-Hamas demonstration. You know what you do? You call out the National Guard. You go, stand around here. Anybody crosses this line, hit them with the butt of the gun. Get it over with. Enough. These people are violent. Many of them. Look at the videos. Look at what they're already doing. Don't be going, oh, Joe, you know, why do you have to talk about them like that? I'm just talking about what I'm saying. What I know to be truth. There were well over 300 people. They were going to have a pro-Hamas demonstration. So now he's going to, the coward, is going to hold a pre-recorded virtual ceremony. This guy wants to run for president? KCRA TV reporter Ashley Zavala She reported from the Capitol on the cancellation of the lighting she planned holiday market, and Zavala said a spokesman for the governor said that the public lighting was canceled for safety and security reasons. Of who? Him? His kids? Whatever? He's got total control of the police department there, you know, Capitol Police or their Capitol Police. So they win. Every time we do this, every time we back, I don't want to hear about, well, Joe, you don't understand, he's just trying to keep everybody safe. No, he's not. There were other ways he could have done this. Governor Gavin Newsom and first partner, some of you didn't know that, did you? How many of you knew that she's not the first wife, first woman, first whatever, however they call it, right? First lady. Maybe she's not a lady. I don't know. I'm just saying, right? Wasn't she cheating on her husband with, that's a story for another day. Newsom and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom will host the 92nd annual California State Capitol tree lighting. You know, it used to be called Christmas tree lighting. When you change the name, shouldn't you change whether it was annual or not? The celebration, an annual tradition dating back to the 1930s, highlights California's diverse heritage and spirit of inclusion. The program will include the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, the Wilton Rancheria, and representatives of the Department of Development Services. Now, the governor and first partner will light the state capitol tree with special guest Harley Goodpasture, 5-year-old, and the first Native American child to assist with the ceremony. This marks the 40th year a child from our regional center has lit the tree. That's kind of cool. Now, I don't care about the rest of this. You know what I care about? The fact that he's not willing to do this live and in person. Really. When are we going to start electing people with, how do I do this? With a spine. Right? So, last week, the Sacramento Midtown Association announced, too little attention, that the ceremony would be made virtual because of the pro-Hamas protests around the country. But Newsom waited until Tuesday afternoon to broadcast it to the public. What's he afraid of? Just amazing. Probably worried he was going to hurt one of the pro-Hamas people. Right, just amazing. How much time we got? Oh, yeah, cool. I'll use this. Well, apparently what we're finding now, U.S. students' math scores plunge in a global assessment survey. Well, I was going to say survey and study. Just amazing. U.S. students lag behind their peers in many industrialized countries when it comes to math, and that's according to results of a global exam released Tuesday. Now, think about this. And you've got these schools that are lowering math scores, lowering, what it takes to move through a math class because they want to be more inclusive of the kids that can't keep up. Isn't that great? You know why this matters? Because U.S. students saw a 13-point drop in their 2022 Program for International Student Assessment. The 2022 math score was not only lower than it was in 2012, but it was among the lowest ever measured by this organization in mathematics for the U.S. While the U.S. Scored below the average in math, it managed to score above the average in reading and science. Now, the 2022 results found that U.S. students scored 1 point below their 2018 reading score. See, you know, all this stuff is relative. You know, well, you have the highest score. Well, how did the other ones do? Oh, they did terrible. So if they did terrible, why are we excited about having the highest score? Was that score higher than it was last year? Higher than it was the year before that? I mean, no, really. That's how we should be looking. We should be moving forward on a regular basis, constantly moving forward. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Israel's not willing to discuss post-war Gaza. Somebody just sent me this story. You know, post-war, remember something. Israel gave this. They gave this land up. They gave it to the Gazans. They were looking for peace. And what happens? I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I agree with Netanyahu's first line. right? The bottom line with this is you really have to think this through. There's not going to be, as long as you keep this up, there will be no peace there. Tell me I'm wrong. Look at what's gone on in cycles over the decades. And on top of all of that, this is, I know you guys go, oh, here he goes again. It's biblical. They're not going to get along. I don't care what you want. It doesn't work that way. This has been a fight that's gone on for not decades, not hundreds, thousands of years. And if you think you're going to stop it by giving somebody some land, you're out of your mind. They're not there with you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. The, God bless. You know, you're seeing these, we did the story the other night about 40% of the restaurants across the country were closed or hit hard. Right? I mean, seriously. It was a real problem. And you hear the economy's doing better, that people are getting more jobs. Well, where are they getting the jobs? You got to ask, where are they getting the jobs? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let that float around in your head a little bit. If we got places closing, and I used to do that report, God, I don't know, it was every week, about businesses and places closing, because nobody else was really, nobody else was talking about it. But there are places still closing down all over the place. In all, you know, many states, not just California. I think the websites are websites, Daily Jobs Count or something like that. Right, and you look at it and you go, okay, Washington Post staffers, they're looking to go on strike. Really good time to do it, right? Wells Fargo said to start setting aside $750 million. You ready for this? For severance pay. In fact, they plan to get rid of a lot of people. You have to sit there and scratch your head and wonder. How can you tell us it's going so great and everything's wonderful? University of Pennsylvania, well, yeah, they're laying off people. Right? Again, keep up on this stuff. This is Twilio is laying off 400 people. Spotify is laying off 1,500. That's a big deal. Most of their people work from home. But remember, when these people get laid off and or, you know, fired from their work or whatever, it's you and I that are footing the bill and the taxes. Toronto Dominion Bank, they're laying off 3,000. Broadcom laying off another 1,200. These aren't little numbers, people. You need to pay attention to what's going on around you. Especially if your kids are out there working. You got to go, oh my God, they're going to move back in the house? Quick, let's move. U.S. Steel, 1,000 people. I'm trying to quickly go through these. Anyway, you get the picture, right? There are some companies just laying off, you know, percentages of the workforce because they can't afford to have them anymore. Got to make a change. Got to make a difference. Joe was here, your host. God bless. Don't go far. Brad Dick is going to join us in the next hour. I promise. Talk about who's protecting your rights. Be back in a little bit.